Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. For most of us these days, shopping is a matter of trying to work out which of the fourpence off special offers have only gone up sixpence since last week. Apart from the charm-sized box only being half full anyway. The only thing we don't have to bother about is counting our change, because there isn't any. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips never has to bother about pound notes either. After he's paid his wardroom account, he never has anything left anyway. It doesn't all go on drinks and entertainment, of course. His astronomical bill is for breakages and his weekly comics. This naturally presents him with a very real problem when the time finally comes when he has to admit that he's just got to have a new uniform somehow. There's no point in discussing this with his last two tailors, as they're more interested in discussing his outstanding accounts for the last two uniforms. Fortunately, as he sits in the wardroom worrying about it and getting on the Padre's wick about it, help for disaster in the shape of Chief Petty Officer Pertwee is on the way.
There is one thing I could do, Padre.
There is indeed, Mr. Phillips, and it occurs unto me that I jolly well wish you would.
Eh?
Cease being a Tishing yak box, avert your slowly disintegrating Tishing uniform.
Oh, sorry, pardon, Padre. I didn't mean to be a bore.
Not at all, but take it from me, you will.
Anyway, as I was saying, Padre...
Oh, Tish. And Tish again.
Now, I really want your opinion. How much do you think they would charge to have this uniform turned?
Turned?
Yes, you know. Turn the material inside out, stick the lining back on the front, and put the inside to the outside and the outside on the inside, you see? Press the lapels the other way round and put the buttons on the wrong side as it is now. And push the trouser pockets through to the outside as I'm wearing it, but on the inside it'll be afterwards when it's reversed, you see?
Oh, quite.
Yes. Anyway, do you think it would work?
I fear not, Mr. Phillips. The mind boggles at the complications involved in turning one's wearing apparel inside out.
Ah, but it's only all shiny on the outside. The inside's as good as new.
Possibly, but there are snags, old man. Surely there is the danger that, once reversed, one's zip would go south to north instead of north to south.
Zip? Oh, you mean on the inside pocket of my jacket?
Yes, that one as well.
Excuse me, Padre. Pardon me for interpreting, Mr. Phillips. Hang on a minute. Who are you? What are you doing in a sub-lieutenant's cast-offs? It may be all right to slope up and down King's Road, Chelsea, in bits of old uniform. Won't you hear, mate? You'll get done.
He's heard. He knows I want a new uniform, and one of his relatives has got one that's going for twice what he paid for it.
Goodness gracious! Well, I never! What I would fancy that! It's you, Mr. Phillips, and after all... Oh, my apologies, sir. It was just that I hardly expected to see you aboard in your old gardening clothes.
I told you, he's heard.
Heard, sir? Heard what? Heard what, may one ask?
Never mind the sales talk. How much?
Well, I'll be terribly surprised, Padre. I'm sure I've no idea what you're both putting the boot in about.
Oh, come off it, Pertwee. You know jolly well that Captain Povey has insisted I get a new uniform and that my piggy bank can't afford to pay for it.
Is that really so, sir? Amazing. One had heard the odd rheumatic going around, of course. Yeah, great tragic, sir. Ending up a scarecrow through, eh? Living in a slew of gee-gee.
It's nothing of the sort. I'm skint through investing in a jeweller.
You mean you put money in a jeweller's shop?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. Yes, I dropped the wardroom silver tea service, and it cost me 20 quid to have the dents hammered out.
I could have done it for a fiver, didn't you?
Not likely. I've seen you with a hammer. I wanted it hammered out, not flattened. I also wanted most of it back.
Quite so, but the fact remains that Mr. Phillips must obtain a new uniform from somewhere, somehow.
Oh, well, if that's the only panic, forget it, sir. Consider it done. I mean, leave it to me, sir.
Now, I wonder which locker on which ship belonging to which sub-lieutenant is about to become ever so empty.
Precisely the same thought had just crossed my mind.
Really? How suspicious can you get?
With you, Pertwee, extremely.
What's going on?
What's Mr. Phillips say? Only in this case, it's not what's going on. It's what's falling off.
He's heard about my needing a new uniform, Mr. Murray, sir, and the chief is offering to help.
Really?
Yes.
That's odd. I don't remember reading about a sub-lieutenant's uniform being reported as stolen this morning.
Besmirched, that's what Pertwee is. Bewitched, bothered, and besmirched.
Well, you're a... There's something or other, all right. Now, just what are you up to?
Me, sir? I was merely about to suggest that it might assist Mr. Phillips's particular predicament to take advantage of a certain offer I was about to bung his way.
Gosh, that's jolly decent of you, Chief. If you make the check out to cash...
Oh, he's got his think box, he is.
Yeah, but not as much as any bank manager who considered giving a checkbook to you, Pertwee. Go on, what is this splendid offer?
Well, sir, it just so happens that by pure blind coincidence, the leg of which one can hardly recall...
Here it comes.
It just so happens that through a certain relative of mine, who should be nameless, at least he better be in front of the pod...
Uncle Ebenezer.
The one and disreputable same, sir. It so happens that Nunky's Emporium has started an entirely new scheme.
You mean he's going to give value for money?
Him? Value for money? He wouldn't give me the airs off a goosegog. No, I mean, certainly, Mr. Phillips, sir. Except in that money is not involved.
A Pertwee? Not involved with money? Oh, well, that's it. I've heard a lot now.
Not quite, sir, because I'm still rabbiting on. Nunky's Emporium, anything supplied from coat to corsets, has decided to operate its own credit card system. Present your card. Take the goods away. Nothing down, 6 months to pay.
Nothing down?
That's it.
And one can take one's purchases with one?
You can indeed, Padre.
Yes, well, of course, that's it. Nunky's up to his rafters in stolen goods, and this is the only way he can get the stuff off his premises. The customers take it out, and they get nicked instead of him.
What a cracking good idea. No, nothing of the sort. It's nothing of the sort. It's merely to help the depraved and impoverished like Mr. Phillips here, sir.
Now, steady on, steady on. I'm not getting parcels from Oxfam yet, you know.
My congratulations, sir. Just goes to show that one shouldn't judge by appearances. However, with the aid of a Nunky Emporium credit card, we'll soon have you looking like the rest of the service, sir.
How do I get one of those cards, Chief?
Now, now, Mr. Phillips, think hard, old chap. Never a bottle of beer.
Yeah, that's the trouble, I can't be. Nobody will lend me anything. That's why I want one of those cards. I suppose there are a lot of formalities before they're issued, Chief.
I'm afraid so, sir. Sonia, please.
Not there?
Not very much. Your credit card, sir.
Lummy, that won't take long, did it? I shan't forget this, Chief.
No, I don't suppose you will. I wonder what it was you just signed.
Now, you're just jealous, that's all. You'll all laugh on the other sides of your faces when I come back from Nunky's in my new uniform.
If you're getting it from there, it wouldn't surprise me if we all had hysterics.
Oh, very funny. Oh, it's so funny. He who laughs, laughs. He who laughs, laughs, laughs. Who laughs, 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 lives, laughs longest, laughs the least. Well, just you wait, anyway.
Wait for what?
To see what I look like when I've been to Nunky's.
Oh, no, I'm coming with you. This is something I've got to see.
Hello? Ebenezer Pertwee's War Surplus Emporium here. Ebenezer Pertwee, proprietor, speaking.
Good afternoon, Nunky. This is Abel Seaman Tiddy from Troutbridge speaking.
Is it? Well, I'm not buying any and you're not getting any.
No, no, I've got a message from Johnsy.
And I don't want that either.
You do, you know. He says it's urgent.
Urgent?
Yeah, I'm very and highly urgent. He's flogged a credit card.
You ever too?
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, well, of course, I wasn't thinking, was I? Did he read the bit on the application form about the rates of interest?
Shouldn't think so. Mr. Phillips don't read words. He has to have everything explained in pictures.
Well, what's this message from old cheese grater mush, then?
CPO Perk with his compliments, and with old fur fuzz face...
Meaning me?
Tart up one of them bus conductor uniforms, a bit sharpish. And he's bringing a customer round straight away. To which, Mr. Phillips, twit.
the boy onto it now. Time for ringing.
Good afternoon.
Oi, Clarence!
Hello!
Come here a minute.
I'm boiling the kettle for Auntie.
Well, then tell the old Batlax to boil it herself. Or better still, tell her to boil herself. Come here.
Oh, no. What's happening here? The rods is raiding this again.
Well, not this time, mate, no. Johnsy's sending us a customer for one of them uniforms.
Is he? Didn't know Johnsy knew any bus conductors.
Don't be daft. I bought the uniforms.
The what?
You're right. I obtained them uniforms for conversion. Make lovely naval officers' uniforms, they will.
But who's Navy?
Well, ours, of course. They're the same blue. Yeah, well, nearly.
Yeah, possibly. But don't be surprised if anyone raises his hand on a seafront and finds a destroyer pulls in and stops beside him.
Never mind about all that. Get one of them uniforms out and cut all the Avanton, Gosport, Traction and Transport Board buttons off it. I might need to show it to that Mr. Phillips as a sample of the excellent quality of the material, see?
Well, providing he needs glasses, and he hadn't brought them with him, it should be all right.
Cheeky, that's what you are. Serves me right for employing a relative on Auntie's side of our horrible family. Now get a move on, that looks like the customer crossing the road now.
Sorry, pardon, I thought this was a one-way street.
Yeah, that's him. Quick, get them buttons cut off.
What's your nunky, you bristle-faced old twister? One credit card holding customer, yours for the doing of.
All right. You'll get your commission later.
I knew he was on the make somewhere.
Well, seeing as how you've got your credit card, Blondie, you might as well make use of it, eh? Now, how about a nice set of 6 matching toilet systems, eh? Make a lovely present for someone, neighbour. Some of them have still got a foot or two of lead piping on them where we rinsed them all.
No, thank you.
All right, then. How about a few gallons of Wilberforce and Dog's Body spray paint?
Wilberforce and Dog's Bodies? I've never heard of them.
Nor has anybody else. He's trying to explain why all the tins have got WD stamped on them.
Well, quite a bit there. Must have been delivered here in error, of course, sir.
Nunky, you bushy-mushed old blubbermouth. Mr. Phillips wants a new uniform.
Not half, he doesn't. That one's so threadbare that if he moved sudden, he'd walk clean through it.
Fortunately, Mr. Phillips has never been known to move sudden in all his puffs.
Oh, well, really, if you've all quite finished discussing lovable Leslie's sartorial and physical deficiencies...
Oh, stole me! Where did you learn great big long words like that, sir?
That's all right, Chief. He only uses them. He doesn't know what they mean.
Oh, yes, I do. I look them up in my boy's own bumper dictionary. And I know something else as well. I jolly well wish you hadn't come shopping with me.
Well, we only came in hope that we could make sure you got something which was a fit and not a convulsion.
My uniform is not a laughing matter.
The one you're wearing, Issa.
Nunky, quick, serve the gent before he sneezes and leaves himself standing there in his immodesty.
Oi, Clarence!
Allah!
Shot! Bring the gent a uniform size 14, short and portly.
Short and portly? I'm not short and...
Yeah, possibly not, but all our size 14s are. Well, don't you worry, Gov. We'll make the perisher fit you or die in the attempt.
Nice to get the service and civility of a bespoke tailor, isn't it?
Here we are, Nunky. I've cut off all the buttons belonging to the Avanton.
Haven't had time to finish it. Never mind, lad. I'm sure Mr. Phillips will fully understand. Now, sir, perhaps you'd care to try the jacket.
Well, certainly, yes. Now, where shall I put my own jacket?
Hmm? Well, Nucky usually has a bonfire going out the back, sir. I'll take it out and chuck it on. That'll save you a bit of trouble, won't it, sir? It might pong a bit, but you...
No, thank you.
Oh, I think he wants to keep it and donate it to the Maritime Museum, actually.
Right.
Well, there we are. Well, Constance, well, chaps, we found it, Thomas.
Oh, it's a lovely fit, sir. Couldn't be better. It allows for growing, of course. But we won't charge no extra for that.
Yeah, but I've really found it, Thomas.
What's the gent say?
I'm not sure. I think he's trying to shout down the sleeve.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to take the seam in at the back, of course.
If you're about to come over, I'll have a good job.
Come come again?
I think he'd settle for the occasional breath of air.
I mean, I can hear him have it, sir.
Straight away, if possible.
It's my fault, Nunky. I've sewn the naval buttons on in the wrong place. It's given him a double-breasted collar.
You know, I think you're right. Look, come on out of there, sir. It can't be healthy. Pop your bonnet out and have a bit of a breather before you forget how.
Yeah, lovable Leslie nearly went off banging there.
Do you think I could have a smaller size?
You leave it to the Ebenezer Perkley Emporium, Mr. Phillips. I'll get Auntie Jam behind her sewing machine, treadling her ankles off, and it'll be a perfect fit.
Are you sure?
Try the trousers, sir. Forget about the jacket. Just try the trousers.
Oh, all right, then. All right. Where's the, where's the changing room?
Oh, now, that won't be necessary, Mr. Phillips.
Not necessary.
No, sir. Nunky only does gents' natty outfitting, sir, you see. So you won't be interrupted by any ladies interfering with you, sir. So you carry on, sir. Off with the old and on with the new.
Not blooming likely. I mean, I'm not changing in front of you lot. I mean, in any case, what about the shop window?
Hmm?
What about the people in the street? I mean, they're all... They'll all see me.
Clarence.
Hello.
Go and... on the window for the gentleman.
No, that's not good enough. No, I demand a screen.
Oh, fair enough. Now, how about this one over here? Only 15 quid. Come from landed gentry, that did.
When they weren't looking, no doubt.
Chauncey, what did you want to bring this one for? Sharpie is like your horrible auntie.
Yes, well, how about renting the screen to Mr. Phillips for 10 minutes? How would that suit, sir, eh?
I'm the one who's supposed to be sharp.
Can I hire it on my credit card?
Of course you can. Look, I'll bung it down on your account.
Ah, well, that's all right, then. Thanks so much. I shan't be long, chaps. I'll be changed in a jiffy.
I warn you, we may have to make a few minor alterations.
Like 6 inches off the bottoms and 2 feet off the waist.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Clarence and Honorable Auntie will soon put that right, and by this time tomorrow, you'll look an absolute picture.
Yes. A self-portrait of a right nana, probably.
Well, chaps, how do I look? I said, how do I, On second thoughts, I don't think I want to know.
I was wrong. It's 8 inches off the bottoms and 3 feet out of the waist.
Hey, no problem. Just leave it to Nunky's Emporium. This time tomorrow, they'll fit you like the paper on the wall.
Now, does that mean he's going to glue them on me?
No, it doesn't. Now, hurry up and get changed into your old uniform and let's get back to the ship.
Are you sure you wouldn't like to buy something on my credit card whilst you're here, sir?
Positive, thank you. Absolutely positive. Now, get a move on.
Good morning, Redchason. Sorry, I'm a little late. I had to do some shopping.
You, sir? Whatever with? I thought your wife only allowed you 6 months a week, Pop.
Yes. Fortunately, I received some assistance from a most unexpected quarter. It's my dear wife Ramona's birthday tomorrow, and she seemed to be under the impression that I'd saved up for it.
And you haven't?
Not a penny. I just didn't know what I was going to do until last night. I happened to meet Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and he solved the whole thing for me.
Oh, not you as well. I presume he offered to get you something on his credit card.
Hmm? How did you know?
He's been helping people out for a month now. He tried to persuade me to use it 3 times.
What for?
Never you mind. But he wanted to come with me to help me choose them.
Oh, yes. Well, I got my wife an antique powder compact. Apparently, it's the one Boadicea used to keep her woad in.
Yeah.
Well, it's obviously very old because the clasp doesn't work and the mirror is missing.
I should think Mrs. Pobie will be absolutely delighted with that.
Oh, I do hope so. I've hidden it on top of the wardrobe so I can give it to her first thing tomorrow when I wake her up with our early morning cocoa.
Cocoa.
Well, I wasn't too keen on it myself originally, but I have to admit she's right. It does help to take the taste away of the 2 tablespoonfuls of castor oil she makes me have to keep Henry a busy boy.
If you've got time to drink it.
Yes, quite. I'm rather hoping that as tomorrow is her birthday, she'll let me off with just one tablespoonful.
On the other hand, she may feel generous and let you have three.
Oh, good grief. The red chase, I think it's high time we changed the subject.
Room sharp. Fags out everywhere. Admiral visiting. Look lively. Admiral's on the way. Heads up and bags of interest and attention all round. Let's be having you. The Admiral doesn't like to be kept waiting.
No, he blasted doesn't. Bag of hands.
Admiral's up.
Get out of the blasted way. Look, how can I get through the confounded door with your tatty carcass stuck in it?
A thousand apologies, sir. My fault entirely, sir. It won't happen again, sir.
It's still happening now. Move, blaster, move.
Of course, sir. This way, sir. I'll shut the door, sir.
Yes, do. Make sure you're the other side of it. Now then, Povey, what the bright blue brick dust is going on?
Going on, sir? Where? What?
Oh, you heard already, have you?
But a word?
Well, then you should have done. Slack, that's always been your trouble, Povey. Well, what action have you taken?
Two tablespoonfuls.
Answer that if you don't mind, Van Chasen. Action about what, sir?
This idiot sub-lieutenant Phillips and his blasted account, of course.
Hardly conduct becoming an officer and all that. Had an actual fortune on the state, don't you know? Can't think what the chap could have been thinking about.
Flags.
Sir.
You're on the wrong side of that blasted door again. Hop it.
Preparing to hop it at once, sir.
And whilst you're out there, send those idiots from Troutbridge in. We'll get to the bottom of this at once.
Admiral, what is going on?
Oh, read this for yourself. It's from some fool called Ebenezer Pertwee. Evidently, this idiot Phillips has run up a colossal bill with a credit card, and now he can't pay.
Oh, dear.
Lieutenant Murray, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, here as requested, sir.
Good morning, Admiral.
Good morning, sir.
And are you sure you really want me here, sir?
Creeping ivy! Who the blazes is your tailor, Phillips? You look like an out-of-work bus conductor.
Bullseye. It's lovely material, sir.
Oh, I don't care if it's ermine lined mink. It looks ridiculous. I've never seen so many safety pins on one person.
They're finishing it off next week, actually.
Yes, well, I should tell them not to bother. Unless you can offer a satisfactory answer about this credit account, you won't need a uniform next week.
My credit account, sir? Oh, that's perfectly all right, sir.
Perfectly all right?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips, are you telling us you can settle it?
Of course, sir. I hope you don't think I'd run up a bill I couldn't pay, sir. After all, I am an officer and a gentleman.
Oh, that's a relief. There you are, Admiral. A storm in a teacup.
Obviously. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Right, Phillips. Write out the check and I'll enclose it when I reply to this idiot with his emporium.
Check? Oh, that's not necessary, sir. In any case, I couldn't possibly. I'm skint.
What?
Well, it's perfectly all right, sir. I just take the account down to Nunkey's with my credit card, and I tell him to settle it with that, you see.
You know, the awful thing is that he really thinks that'll work.
Not work? Of course it'll work. What's the use of a credit card if you have to pay cash? You just don't understand the system.
I know what you mean, Mr. Murray. To him, it's logical. It won't be to Nunkey, but it is to him.
Well, it won't be to me either. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, you blistering, peroxided half-wit. You get credit with a credit card. You can't pay the bill with it. For that, you need money.
What? But I don't see...
And you've got 24 hours to raise the money for this one.
24 hours? I can't do it. I've forgotten half the people who use my card. I'll never find them all in time.
Well, then, hard luck. It's been nice knowing you.
And even if I find them all and get the money back, there's still the cost of my new uniform.
I don't think you need worry about that, Mr. Phillips.
Eh?
There was something in my post yesterday, and it was something the Admiral said that rang a bell.
Pardon?
I don't know what your uncle has been up to, Pertwee, but I had a letter from the Havant and Gosport Traction and Transport Board.
Oh, blimey.
They asked me to be on the lookout for certain uniforms which seem to have mysteriously disappeared from their store, 3 doors away from your uncle's emporium.
Yeah, well, they were in for alteration, sir. It's obviously a slip up with the paperwork, sir. It was purely a clerical error, sir. Clerical error, sir, it was.
And I'm sure that Nunky will pay full compensation, sir. Full recompense he'll pay.
Splendid, Chief. And you'd better see if he makes an equal reduction to Mr. Phillips' account.
He will. Oh, yes, he will, sir. Yes. Even if I have to boot this old fool from here to Cairo, he will, sir.
Splendid. In that case, I can write to the board and tell them the matter is being settled. I'm delighted that everything has turned out so well. Hello, Captain Purvey here.
Henry Purvey, I demand to know her name.
I beg your pardon, my lord.
Stop hedging, Henry. Who is this hussy who leaves her painted face equipment about in my bedroom?
What?
You forgot that today is my day for dusting the top of the wardrobe, didn't you? Well, I found it all right. I don't know who she is, but if that disgusting old compact is anything to go by, I don't want to know her.
Ramona, my love, that was a present for you. It once belonged to Boadicea.
Aha, so that's her name. Well, you're never going to see her again. I shall want a detailed explanation when you come home tonight. And you're not getting a slice of my birthday biscuit tomorrow. I shall eat it all myself. In front of you.
Oh, no.
You'll get 4 tablespoonfuls of busy boy. And no cocoa tomorrow as well. I'll need you to cavort with unknown birds on the top of my wardrobe.
Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee have been accredited to the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief ferry officer, Captain Purvey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Nunky was Tendule Evans, the Padre was Michael Bates, Clarence was Nigel Graham, and Abel Seaman Tinney was played by Laurie Wyman. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.
And there'll be another edition of the Navy Lark at the same time next week. You're listening to Radio 2.